Then I will move my finger, but I want you to remain with your eyes focused on the spot where my finger was. Because I will then move my hand above your head, but you will still be focused between your hands. And I will count from 5 down to 1, at which point you will close your eyes, and you will feel your hands drawing closer and closer and closer and closer together. And your eyes will be then shut, so that when your hands touch each other, they will fall into your lap, and you will be in a trance. So let us start. Slowly, easily, relax. You can feel the energy in your hands, and you can feel that they want to close. I'm going to put my finger now here. I want you to stay focused on this spot where the finger is. I know that you can hear me. I know that you can respond to me. You do not need to answer me. Keep focused on this spot. Now I'm going to count from 5 down to 1. When I reach 1, your eyes will be closed, and you will begin to feel your hands closing. 5, closing your eyes. 4, 3, 2, 1, close them. And now your hands are closing. On the count of 1, I want them closed, please. 5, pulling closer, closer, closer. 4, little closer, closer, feel them pulling together. 3, coming closer and closer, and now the pull is extremely strong. 2, 1, close them and drop them. And just go deeper and deeper into relaxation. I'm going to pick up by your thumb. Let all the weight of your arm just hang. Very good. Very good. When I drop your arm, it's going to fall on your leg, and you will go even deeper yet. And just go deeper and deeper. Every sound that you hear, every breath that you take, will simply put you into a deeper and deeper state of relaxation. Very comfortable, very relaxed. Let's do it with this other hand. Let's always balance everything that we can. Deeper. Just go more deeply into relaxation. Just remain in the silence. Picture your dream. Move within your dream now. And tell me yes when you are in your dream, where you are experiencing enough to look around and recall your dream. Come up enough to be able to speak to me. Because all I want you to do at this point is just tell me again about your dream. I'm going to count 3. Come up to the level where you can tell me about your dream. You can speak. I'm going to count 3. I'm going to touch your forehead. And you're going to be able to speak. 1, 2, 3. Here and now, speak to me. Tell me your dream.
Same dream.
Same dream.
I seem to see a building.
Describe the building.
Like a castle. Part of a castle.
Where are you?
I'm standing outside.
Are you old or young? Or
young.
You're young. Are you a girl? Boy?
A girl.
Is it daylight or dark?
daylight.
Just stay with that. Just quiet and stay with that and go deeper. Do you see what she's done? She's moved from her dream into a reality of experience. So let's play with that. Look around you, and do you know where you are? You can answer me. Have you been there before? We'll put it that way.
I don't know. I see a tree beside this castle-like building. Seems to be a tower-like. A tower, more of a tower.
Is there anyone there with you?
No.
Now see, here's another interesting thing. This is something she really wants to investigate, because this is her dream. This is what she's interested in. And the first opportunity that she had to investigate this, this is where she went. And you see, we're playing here with dreams. Now, what would you do as a therapist if you have a client come in and you're going to do a little dream work today and she goes into a past life? Well, this is for her. So you let her. This is her life. This is her dream, and this is her story. Where are you? Look around you. I'm not talking. Where are you nation-wise? Do you recognize it, or are you too young? What age is this child? Speak up and repeat it.
Between 15 and 17.
Okay. Are you uncomfortable? Is this a comfortable place for you?
I cannot tell. It doesn't seem to be very bad. Seems to be more like a home.
Do you think that this castle is your home? Are you at home?
I can't tell.
Well, this would be something you'd want to work at. And it would be easy for her to pull this back up, because we will leave her with a post-hypnotic suggestion that she remember this. And right now, she almost feels she's making it up as she goes along, because she's very, very conscious, or subconscious, of what I'm saying and what she is hearing and what she is experiencing, to the extent that her mind will be telling her, I'm not in a trance, I'm just doing this. But the fact is, she would not have gone to this story if this isn't where she wanted to experience, even if she's making it up. Do you see? If she is making it up to please me, or to make me think she is somehow in a trance, it does not matter. And you can take a daydream that you continually dream. You were talking about a couple of them just before the lunch break. These are the things you want to investigate. And I don't want to lose this fragment, because she's getting onto something very, very important to her. And she's going to find that there is a long line of these kinds of almost typical existences that she needs to look at. She is not Native American. Her experiences are going to be different from yours who are Native Americans. And why would that be? Because she has a job to do, and it's here this time. It isn't over there somewhere. And yet somewhere in all of this, you're going to meet yourselves. So these need to be worked at and played with. But this becomes to be something outside the realm of a little dream work. You see, her other dream started and she had this rather sinister figure in her dream. And yet she's alone by this castle. And you do not need this level of hypnosis where you start living your own experience when you're doing dream work, because you can see what you do. When you start going back to recall the dream, you just go back to what you are interested in. And yet we're just playing in this room. Would you like to know who that girl is?
Mm-hmm. I have a feeling this girl is me.
Does it make you sad?
No.
You're watching this little girl?
She's not so small. She's blonde.
What is she doing?
She's just standing there.
Looking? What is she looking at?
She seems to be with her back towards... I'm seeing her with her back towards me.
Is she looking toward the house or is she looking...
Yes, she's looking towards this tower.
Does she seem to be waiting for someone?
I don't know.
Well, we're going to treat this as if she dreamt this. I cannot honestly tell you whether or not it will work. Because, you see, if this were a dream, she will have written the script. If it is a repressed memory, she's not going to own up to it. Because we haven't done any work to get to this point. And we're unable to give the clues that she needs to be able to handle it. But if we handle it exactly as if it were a dream, it may very well work. Because I will tell you what I'm trying to get at. And if we had stuck to the dream, you see, she's got to play the different roles. And she is showing remarkably no response to this scene in front of her of a young woman. We will assume, since it's not a little child. Just there in a setting, waiting almost for some instruction. Not greatly different from what each of you experience in your life. I'm waiting for some instruction, some guidance, some something. But if we had her dream to work with, we could begin to establish who that person represents. So first of all, she thinks this may be her, but we don't know that. She's not sure of that, because she also said, listen to what she says, she also says, I think it may be me. Now, that could be a Nordic or a German child with blonde hair, or a young woman with those characteristics, the very use of the term castle means something. It might mean something to a Native American that it does not mean to a Bavarian, but it will very definitely mean something to a German or anyone of that lineage or that environment. You may have an idea of what a villa looks like, but it may not match what an Italian villa is. So we have to realize that even in a past experience, you cannot measure her experience by your interpretation. And this does point out why nobody else can handle your dream. Now, she's obviously written the script for this one, too. But she doesn't give me any players. You see, I only have to play with what she gave me from her other dream. And now I have a whole different setting. I have a young woman waiting, doing something or nothing outside of a castle. And she doesn't know what she's doing there. So now you get down to what in the world is it going to require to find out. And she's going to have to do it. I can't do it, you see. Because not my dream. And she's changed the dream. I need another chair. I need it down here. Just here where I'm. Okay.
Like this?
Which way? Yes. All right, Valerie. Get yourself completely into that dream. Into that place. Move in. If you want to, just look at the scene. And we have to do a little game playing. That's good for you to come up with because you're curious about it. Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether it's your dream. We can demonstrate exactly what we need to do for all of you who want to do some dream work. She is in a state of relaxation. She is not zonked out, and you don't need to be zonked out. If we were going to do hypnotherapy on her or something, we would get her into a level down here where she would feel a need to respond to me. But obviously, that's not all you need. You don't need that when you're trying to figure out what a dream is. I should just let Diane tell her own dream about dragging this bed everywhere she went. You will get an aha, that's what that means. You know, when she finally said, I see what it is. You know, I have made my bed, I've got to lie in it. And if I get sick enough of dragging this damn thing around, I'll get rid of it. And then it's over. You have confronted the problem. And dreams are that silly. They will present in that way. So, Valerie, get up and move over here, and you're that little girl. Just enough to change seats. All right. Now you're the little girl, Valerie, or the young woman. Which are you?
A young woman.
Who are you? Tell, here's Valerie over here in front of you. Tell Valerie who you are. First thing that pops into your head, don't try to think of an answer. If it's puppy dog, say it. Who are you? Answer. It does distress you.
I could describe you to you, this young woman, how she looks. It's actually, she's wearing something yellow, long. And her hair seems to be braided.
What does she mean to you?
I feel very I feel it's me. She's not unhappy. Now I see this big house. A lot of windows and a big, big, huge castle. I don't know if my mind is making this up now. I don't know.
Ask Valerie, sitting over in this chair, if your mind is making this up.
Is my mind making this up?
Well, I guess you'd better come back over here, Valerie.
No,
Is your mind making this up?
No. This is a very huge it has to be a castle, like a huge mansion.
Ask this person. Miss X, what are you doing in my life? Valerie, ask her.
What are you doing in my life?
Come back over here. Answer, Valerie, Miss X. What are you doing in her life?
I'm a memory.
Back over here, Valerie. What am I supposed to remember? Ask her.
What am I supposed to remember?
Get over here. I can't wait. You know. What is it? Tell Valerie.
What is it, Valerie? What is it? What am I supposed to remember now?
No, you're Miss X. You are supposed to tell Valerie what you're doing here.
In that dream, right? I am in that dream and I want to know what I'm supposed to remember.
I want all of you to look at something. I'll get out of the way. Right here is one of the best examples that I could possibly give you. She does not look happy. There is something sad, extremely sad, about this. And maybe it's simply just loneliness or trying to remember. And one will give this facial impression of trying very hard to remember. And in dream work, you don't try. And I would doubt that she would have confronted this vision under any other circumstance, because you can see that it is not exactly painful, but it is on the ragged edge of remembering something that she's either frightened to remember, sad to remember, or really prefers not to remember. And certainly this is not the setting to play in that. If she had stayed with a dream of this sinister being and being able to use the finger and use Sananda, you see, she's gone to the sheltering place in her dream. She's learned to manage whatever it is. You will learn after you have gone through several of these experiences that once you get an aha out of one of your dreams, if that same type of similar thing comes up, you will know that you can count on it being almost the same circumstances. Dharma, for instance, will sometimes dream incredible things about being being pursued and then dissected. And then maybe she will dream a few months later about something pulling off her arms and pulling off her legs. And this she learned from the very first thing, like Daylene with her bed. I made my bed, I'll have to lie in it, I'll have to fix it, I'll have to make it. Whatever happens here, I am responsible. All right. Dorma has learned that if she starts having dreams about this fragmenting, it's overload time. Look at it. You are moving into overload. You are being pulled. A mother will think of it this way. I'm being pulled in every direction. And it is a warning sign that says, watch it now, because this is a danger zone. And you can use this as a tool. And the next time you dream about falling apart or not being able to get over that last three steps and onto a secure landing, whatever it meant the first time that a similar circumstance comes up, your mind will then be able to go back to this original circumstance, and you know you better watch it. Because this is getting similar to the fragmentation or the inability to surmount these things. See, we were dealing with something. When she got to the piles of paper, that indicates work. There is something here that's got to be gotten down through some way, and she can call on Sananda and she's burn it up. You see, it doesn't get rid of the paperwork, but she has gotten it under control some way for that moment. And when you have learned that when you are in trouble to call for the right energies, they will get you through the moment and allow you to look at it and see that maybe you need to just decline taking on more paperwork or whatever it might mean to you. This is really the most fortunate thing that could have happened. And Dorma says, well, maybe for you, big boy, but I want to tell you, if this was me and I was confronted with a little bit of dream work and somebody pops into a past experience in another life, because that's what it is. I know that. And Valerie knows that. She's not going to tell you up here. And she's going, this lady over here in this chair, this Miss X, is not going to tell Valerie either. And now is not the time to push it. But one of these days, because we're curious, aren't we? And we're nosy, aren't we? We will look at that. Because that is a very important personage there. And that person is having to make an incredible decision at that point in her life. And Dorma knows I'm right because she's breaking out in goosebumps. Isn't she, Ms. X? You all face it. Do you take the castle? Or do you take the step off into something that is meaningful? Only she had to take a much bigger step than most of you. And it makes this journey damn hard. Because no matter where you are, life just doesn't fit. And you become almost subservient in your efforts trying to make it fit so that you don't put anybody else out. Or you put everybody else out in your frustrations. So, Valerie, you're not a good one to play with dreams today. We will go look at that another day. You need some more clues before you build that one any bigger. I don't want you to build the wrong one, so don't try to struggle with it. Just leave it right where it's at. And if you need to ask someone, let them just tell you what you told. And then we'll talk about it another day. would like to come up here now and tell me a dream?
I'd like to ask a question, if I may.
All right.
Let's say one of us has been working with her as we don't really know what we're doing, but we're learning. And she had gone there, and we pushed her a little bit further, not knowing her particular signs of distress. Would we have done some injury or gotten her to recall something that we weren't capable of dealing with if it were that of a big problem?
No. And let me tell you why. Ms. X was through. Miss X here.
Stopped.
Miss X was not going to tell.
Oh, okay.
And Valerie has learned not to push Miss X. There's something frightening there, but it's not. It'll be quite pleasing when she understands the choices that she did make. And that's not my right to tell her life, her story. But it will be one that she will also understand she made the right choice in the end.
Commander?
Yes.
I sense that she might have been a little confused in the sense that she was playing both parts there.
Well, that's the point.
In other words, in a dream or whatever we make up, we're playing all the roles, even material object type of things. We play everything in the dream.
Well, and I felt we could just do a little bit of play here to explain exactly that. You see, if you're going to have a person and you're working with them and they're in therapy and they keep doing this, for instance, or they keep doing this, you see, part of the procedure, and this is what Sandy said, my God, what if you get off into something and you don't know what you're doing? Well, you're going to get in trouble, is what you're going to do. So by the time you get to the point where we were up here, if you were doing a regression, you would not have hopped to that. You would have had a lot of clues. You would have been watching her face, her hands, everything. And you would have been dealing with this focus. Or you would have been going back regressively from one instance to another, from one age to another. Let's go look at last Christmas. Let's go look at first Christmas. Let's go look and see where you were on the day you were born. And then do you see anything back there that you want to look at? You would already have laid some pathway. If you are in therapy, you always ask, where do you feel this pain? You know, when they are spilling off, oh, it hurts, I can't breathe. What do you mean? Oh, well, I feel the pressure right here. Or they will say, I feel the pressure right here. If it's right here, what's wrong? They're trying to cry. Where does it hurt when you're trying to stifle crying? And what does a sob sound like? What is stuttering? Listen when someone really stutters and loses control to the stuttering. It's like a smothered, stifled sob. They are crying. And probably Daddy said, you cry one more time and I'm going to hit you harder. And the little child just stops and smothers it down. Listen. Listen to what that person is saying. And when I said I'm teaching Dharma, I'm teaching Dharma. Listen to what she is saying. And what would happen if you were just in a room and you're just playing this game and this happened? You wouldn't pursue it at all. Neither would she. You would say, well, I wasn't in your dream, so somehow work it into your dream. The unfortunate thing about me being the teacher is that I know what the dream is, too. At least I know what Valerie's is. And a therapist is not supposed to know. By the time you get to the solution, however, the therapist better know. So you know that if your client is responding in some way, find out where that pressure is. And if it's in the chest or the neck, you know they are dying. They are absolutely being smothered. They are trying to keep from telling, keep from seeing. This always hiding from the truth. They may even tell you, a little child may tell you she's being molested. Who is it? Clamp on tighter and tighter until pretty soon, you know, they're pushing their eyes out. Who is it? Who is it? I think it's a neighbor. B.S., it's a neighbor. If it's a neighbor, you know it. Which neighbor? Tell me which neighbor. Oh, well, I can't see. Why is your hand across your eyes? I don't know. Yes, you do. No, I don't. Now you're at an impasse. All right? Make them put their hand out there in front and make them ask that hand, why are you hiding my eyes? And you make the hand answer, don't take no. Why are you hiding my eyes? The hand knows. Because I don't want you to see. Why don't you want me to see? Because you will see it is your father. Devastation in front of you. But now you can work on it. And the only way you can sometimes pull it out is to play that game. There are all sorts of other clues, and you ones who will want to use this, and you can't get someone to answer you, and the body is dying to tell you, then you'll have to give them some hand signals, because you can't keep the subconscious down. It will respond if it wants you to know. Have you told me everything? Yes. Everything? Yes. All right, I'm going to give you a signal. If you, in fact, have told me everything, raise your forefinger just a little bit off the bed. I'm telling you, it will raise itself up. And sometimes, as a therapist, you have to be severe. And you can't take a lie for an answer when you get that close. Because when you get this close, you will have been into it and they are right up against it. And if you don't finish it, then you are not worth your weight in salt. And this is why you don't play with it. But it doesn't mean you can't interpret your dreams. Now, you see, had she stuck with her dream, we could have let her play the role of this old witch. Who are you? Other chair. I am the Wicked Witch of the North. Why are you here? Back in the chair. Because I want to show you that you are feeling overpowered, dear. What does the fire from... You can take this to its very final detail. But see, you want... If you're going to do some dream work, you want that other person, the one with the dream, to tell you the dream, and then tell you the dream in a total state of relaxation. And we could have done that if we'd had a little music or something. Just let her drift off now into your dream and relax. But I had to be a smartass. And you see, she expected to either be out cold or something. And you better be prepared for whatever the something might be. And we've been at this, what, a couple of days? So we're now ready to certify you if we were Dr. Dante. And don't you feel qualified?
Cosmically challenged.
Commander.
Yes.
This dog who wanted to jump at my throat in this dream, this was a Doberman. And this witch was sending this dog after me because I ignored her. I turned my back and ignored her. Therefore, she sent this Doberman at me. And these Dobermans are also Kozel dogs. They are used in Kozels.
Now she's going to tell us her dream. So she's got it all tangled in together. And that's fine, because you're going to find everything is connected, truly, to everything else. Does anybody want to play just a little slide dream game? You have the opportunity here to simply do whatever you want to do with this.